What do you anticipate in terms of Philly turnout?
I'm not anticipating anything. We'll figure it out once game time comes around. Yeah, I think that might be more probably for our defensive line's get off. Some teams, you know, I mean, our D-line gets off the ball as good as any. So if they're getting off on a cadence, some teams want to go silent count to switch it up.
We were just talking to Lane, and he's talking about guys who really show on film, and he's talking about Aaron Donald. What does he bring to the table?
He's a special player. Obviously strong, quick, explosive, powerful. He's really asserted himself in this league as a premier interior defender. Obviously one of the best. We get to go up against some really good ones of our own every single week. So, you know, I think that it's definitely a test for us. It's a test for the interior primarily. And, he's a great player in this league.
How much does that prepare you when you get a chance to practice against guys like Fletcher and obviously Timmy as well?
Yeah. I actually think Timmy kind of Aaron are pretty similar players. They're very explosive, very strong, very athletic guys. They play with low pad level. There's some similarities there, but this guy's—he's a special player, and you just gotta make sure you put a little bit extra film work in. Study what his moves are, study what he likes to do, and go out there and be focused.
You had mentioned the quality of practice last week, and Doug had said something similar that he felt like it just wasn't quite as on track as it has been in the past. What are you sensing this week from the guys?
I think we had a good practice today. I mean, obviously, it's still early in the week. We're going to get after it. Hindsight's always when you kind of look at that type of stuff. I think that, the energy was good today, it felt like, and, we're looking forward to this one.
Is that just kind of like an ebb and flow thing in the year? Any way to account for that?
I mean, everybody has ups and down weeks in practice. I don't want to focus too much on it, to tell you the truth. The bottom line is, on game day, we didn't execute and we made too many mistakes. And you can always look back and try and, figure out what it was that led to that. But, I don't know.
I apologize if you've been asked this before. This is obviously an unusual situation, spending a whole week away from home to practice. Mm-hmm. How does that change what you do? Does it in any way, shape, or form? How do you adjust?
Well, you try and keep it as similar as possible. I mean, the schedule's obviously going to be a little different. We're having to travel a little bit more. Everything's not at one spot, the Nova Gear Complex. But you try and keep things as similar as possible to kind of keep it routine.
You remember the training camp experience, obviously, Lehigh.
Yeah.
Is this as close as you're going to get to that?
Yeah. I don't think it's like Lehigh. Lehigh was awesome. And Lehigh had, 10,000 people almost, at practice of some of those. I mean, it was a really cool experience, fan base and everything else. I wouldn't say that it's that familiar. Yeah.